In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. I'm sure most of us know the late 90s song, Closing Time. The choice for many a graduation from 1998 through the early 2000s. In fact, my teenage self would think my 30-something self is very cool for incorporating that into the sermon today. The line, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end, is a mindset I've always aspired to, but never quite achieved. Because what we know is comfortable to us, and there's an ease to it that we enjoy. Yes, new beginnings are good, but we like those beginnings to be our choice, on our time, and on our terms. Unfortunately, that's not always how it works with God. In our second reading, we hear, "For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things in order that I may gain Christ." In other words, it is in the unknown that we find Jesus. We don't ever find ourselves in dark moments on purpose. I don't know about you, but I certainly don't come to church every week praying for something really difficult to happen. I'm good as is, thank you. But God challenges us whether we like it or not. It's how we choose to respond to these challenges that determines whether we find God in those moments. In 2016, my good friend lost her 4-month-old son because of tragic and avoidable daycare oversight. A loss like this one would be enough to cause a person to lose themselves, shut down, and focus on blame and anger, and no one would fault them for it. However, my friend and her husband never let themselves get consumed by darkness. Instead, my friend is one of the best definitions of a friend that there is. She never misses a birthday for myself, for one of my kids, for our friends. She checks in just because we haven't talked in a while and she wants to see how we're doing. And to honor her son, she and her husband participate in a baby items drive at a shelter for single mothers every year. This friend is a person I aspire to. She says that some days are, of course, really bad ones for her. But she says that any time spent in anger is time that she could be living when her son could not. The same sentiment can be felt at a Relay for Life, at AA meetings. It can be felt at memorial runs, celebration events, and sadness that turns to action that leads to legislative changes on state and national levels. Paul's letter calls us to embrace the hard times, the dark moments, the changes, so that we can find God. It's hard, and we fight hard against it sometimes. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. We cannot move on to new chapters in life without first closing the door to some parts of the past. Now, this is very much a do as I say, not as I do sentiment, by the way, because I, for one, cling to what I know with both hands because it works and it's easier than the unknown. This is true of me even in those moments when something happens and I must change my life in some way. I'm really not much closer to living up to the line from Closing Time than I was when I was 14. But when I trust in God, it gets easier to open myself to what's coming next. Now, we've had some challenging times at St. James. Nothing like losing a child or battling a serious illness, but challenges nonetheless that are scary to us. I joined St. James in 2012. And since then, I've seen us say goodbye to one rector very suddenly. I've seen us go from a full-time and associate rector down to full-time. We've struggled with COVID. Now we're moving from a full-time rector to part-time. Some of us are worried about losing our St. James as we know it. But fear and clinging to the past are not going to help us produce what we all want, which is continued passion for our parish and love for Christ in this place. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. Maybe this change in our church, this end, and this new beginning will be your opportunity to experience God in a new way. Maybe your new beginning will be an increased passion to serve the church rather than coming only on Sundays. Again, speaking as much to myself as all of you here. Maybe it's to host a coffee hour. We started it up again last week, and it was great to be able to share some in-person fellowship again. You never know who's coming to our services in need of fellowship, especially after these last 2 years. Maybe there are people here right now thinking of a church change, and your involvement in coffee hour is what keeps them at St. James, thus keeping our church family growing. I was a person who avoided speaking in front of a group at all costs. As a teacher, my students would say, "Why do you worry about that? You talk to us all the time." I said, "Because you're little." Yet somehow now I'm lecturing and preaching because that's where God led me. Just because you've never done something before doesn't mean it's not part of God's call for you. You have gifts. You use them every day, at home, at work, with your children, in the organizations you belong to. These gifts can also be used right here at St. James that could bless our new beginning. Today, Jim will play "What Wondrous Love Is This." It's a song I recognize from my childhood growing up in the Episcopal Church and reminds us all of the amazing gift God has given us in the upcoming weeks through Jesus Christ. As we go forward as a church, I invite you to welcome God into your thoughts, especially in times of sadness or negativity regarding our changes. Let's remember Paul's words from today's reading, which says, "Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Jesus Christ." Amen.